Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an introduction into the thoughts and works of the most prominent Sahabi or the companions of Prophet Muhammad and the Shiite infallible Imams. I am Ata, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Fadai are two guest speakers for today's discussion. Sheikh Fadai, salamu alaikum.
Salamu alaikum.
And Sheikh Rouhani, salamu alaikum to you.
Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Today we want to talk about a prominent Sahabi of Prophet Muhammad and Shiite infallible Imams, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari. His fruitful life, starting from the time of Prophet Muhammad, Imam Ali alayhi salam, up to Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, is really outstanding and gives us so many historical lessons regarding the life of the Shiite infallible Imams. He is considered to be among the most authentic Sahabi of Prophet Muhammad and the Shiite infallible Imams. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. Give us some details about the early life and biography of Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari was one of the great companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He narrated lots of narrations from the Holy Prophet. Among them, the most important one is Hadith al-Lawh, in which the names of the A'imma alayhim salatu wasalam mentioned.
Oh, he's that, a ravi of this hadith?
Yeah,
oh,
and okay. The names were mentioned, and also by this hadith, nowadays the Shia Muslims proved the, let's say, authenticity and truthfulness of the imamate of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam, because this hadith is the most authentic.
Yes.
And trustable hadith.
Okay.
So, and also Hadith Ghadir, also he was among the narrators of Hadith Ghadir, Hadith al-Thaqalain, Hadith Madinatul Ilm or Shahr al-Ilm.
Oh.
So these are the very nice and meaningful ahadith which were narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari. Of course, he was from Medina, and then actually he went to Mecca as well. And in the early years of Islam, he accepted Islam, and also it says that at the time of the Holy Prophet, his father also had a very great role in the defending Islam and, let's say, protecting the Holy Prophet in different battles. And it is said that his father also was martyred in one of the ghazawat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why his father had also a great role in the history of Islam. And he himself had also a very great role at the time of the Prophet, particularly after the time of the Prophet, at the time of the A'imma alayhim salatu wasalam, as he is considered among the companions of the Imam Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam al-Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam al-Hussein, and Imam Sajjad and Imam al-Baqir, five imams.
Okay.
He is among the companions of these five imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam.
That's right.
And he narrated one of the very beautiful hadiths from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which include the salam of the Holy Prophet.
Yes.
To Imam al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam.
Right.
He was alive till the time of Imam al-Baqir, and he mm-hmm. visited Imam al-Baqir and conveyed this message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that you will see my grandson, whose name is by like my name, Muhammad.
Yes.
And please tell him my salam.
That's
and
right.
He visited Imam al-Baqir and conveyed this message to Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam.
Very good, very nice. Really outstanding ahadith you mentioned, Hadith al-Qadir, Saqlain, you know, Shahrul Ilm, or we can say Madinatul Ilm. These are the pillars of ahadith of the Shiite beliefs. Hadith al-Lawh by Hazrat Fatima to Zahra from the tongue of Prophet Muhammad about the names of infallible Imams, which shows the authenticity of the Shiite Imams with the names mentioned. Okay, Shaykh Fadai, What other information do we have about his faithfulness to the infallible Imams? I mean, Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam al-Hussein, Imam Sajjad, and Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam.
Besides his scholarly position that our brother mentioned, that he was a faqih and a ravi, we can see his position in jihad. He was one of the mujahids. As it is recorded in our history, he participated in most of the wars of Prophet, in Ghazawat and Sariyat. It is mentioned that in 27 Ghazwa he participated, and in 19 Sariyah.
Yes.
And after that, even in the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, he participated in all of the wars that Imam Ali had with his enemies. And there was a group called Shurtatul Khamis.
Yes.
They were, we can call guards, special guards of Imam Ali. They participated in all the wars and along with defending Imam Ali, not just in the wars, even when he was not in war, because all these enemies wanted to kill Imam Ali, they were special guards of Imam Ali, and they promised to support Imam Ali up to their death. So Shurtatul Khamis was a famous group, and Jaber was one of the members of Shurtatul Khamis, and always they defend Imam Ali. So in the time of Prophet, in the time of Imam Ali, he was mujahid. He spent most of his life in the battlefield.
Yes.
So it doesn't mean that he just sit in the house and teaching people. Yes.
Yes,
he had a lot of books. He narrated a lot of hadith. And even in Masjid al-Nabi,
yes,
there was a class that always he was there and teach people and teach hadith and narration to people. And a lot of tabi'i narrated their hadith from Jaber. So Jaber is one of the scholarly figures that is accepted by both denominations, Shia and Sunni. Even Sunni brothers, they accept Jaber. So he was a faqih, a ravi, and mujahid, all of them in the same time. So this is a very good example. And
even they said there is a sahifa, or a scroll of, we can say, a collection of the papers attributed to him called Sahifa to Jaber about the ahadith, isn't it?
Yes. There is, yeah.
Yeah, there is. Well, one volume of this book there, they say this is kept in the Library of Suleymaniye in Istanbul, which is attributed to him showing his mastery over hadith studies.
Because he had a lot of hadith from Prophet and Imam, he was titled Hafiz al-Sunnah or Muksir al-Hadith. It means that he narrated a lot of hadith from Prophet and Imams.
Yes.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
Sheikh Rouhani, Jaber's name is somehow related to the story of Ashura, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, especially the Arba'in procession that are held today in the world. You know, here and there in the Shiite literature, you can find the name of Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari very much linked to Arba'in or Arba'in procession. How is it?
Yes, the role of Jabir in the event of Arba'in is very much significant, because you can say he was like founder of this, let's say, Ziyara of Arba'in. Because at the time of Ashura, he was living in Medina. He was an old man at that time. He was not able at that time to attend, for example, the battlefields or go to fight. That's why when he heard the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the news is about Karbala, he went by Atiyah, who was one of his servants, it seems.
Atiyah Ofi.
Ofi, of course, yeah. He went to Karbala to pay ziyara of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. When he reached the Frat River, he took a bath And yes. then actually by the very clean and purified kind of body, mm-hmm. he approached the tomb of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. Since he lost his sight, he couldn't see the things.
Yes.
That's why Atiyah helped him. And when he reached the tomb of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam, Atiyah put his hand on the grave of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. It is narrated that at this time, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari lost his conscience and fainted.
Yes.
And that is why called Imam Hussein this way three times, that Ya Hussein, Habibun, La yujibu Habibah. It means that, O Hussein, the one whom I love, he should not respond, the lover or the one who loved Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. By this kind of sentences, he started Ziyarah of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam, which is now known as Ziyarah of Arba'een. You see every year millions of people gather in Karbala and commemorate this event. And
this is just 40 days after the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein.
40 days after the martyrdom of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam.
That's all right. And as I said, in today's world, especially in the recent years, Arba'een procession, Arba'een walk, is among the main signs, we can say, of the ardent faithful followers of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And not only Muslims, non-Muslims also take part in this, we can say, procession towards Karbala on the day of Arba'een. Okay, Sheikh Fadai, anything missed? We said that his talk and dialogue with Imam al-Baghir alayhi salam was also famous. Is the salam that was sent to him?
You know, in the time of Prophet, he was one of the companions of Prophet and one of the trusted people around Prophet. Because Prophet loved him much, once he was talking with Jabir, and he said to Jabir, you will have a long life until the time that one of my grandchildren called Muhammad, like me, you will visit him, which is the fifth Imam of Shia. You will visit him, and at that time, you send my salam to my grandchild, Imam Baghir. And this is narrated that all the time he went to Masjid al-Nabi and called Ya Baghir al-Ulum. It means he was waiting for that time to visit Imam Baghir. So, and this happened in the time of Imam Baghir. Of course, in the time of Imam Baghir, he was not alive. Yes. But he visited Imam Baghir and he sent the salam of Prophet to Imam Baghir. And there is a point about Jabir. It is good to mention that maybe some people ask that why didn't Jabir participate in the battle of Ashura? As my
Karbala,
brother mentioned, he was old, but we can say that we have some other old people in Ashura, like Habib. But the main reason was that he was blind at that time. And in our fiqh, we have that wala ala al-a'ma harajun.
Yes.
So he was excused from jihad.
Yes.
So the point is that, you know, when we love Ahlul Bayt, we know our duty. If we are able to go to battlefield, we go. Like Jabir, as I told you, he participated in the most of the wars in the time of Prophet, in the time of Imam Ali.
Against the Kuffar and Mushrikeen,
right. But in the time of Imam Hussein, if he was able, surely he would do that.
Okay.
He was not able because he was blind. But but even at that time, he showed his love. How? By having a long journey from Medina to Karbala just to visit. You know, he could just send a salam from Medina to Imam Hussein. He didn't do that.
Yes.
He was an old man. He was blind. And the journey at that time was so hard.
So difficult.
He accepted that difficulty and went to the tomb of Imam Hussein and fainted on the grave. You know, this is a lesson.
Yes.
We should do whatever we can in order to show our real love, as Jabir did and showed us.
And compared to today's world, there are so many mocaps or stations on the way to Karbala. It is really easier for the people nowadays to get into the city of Karbala, pay a visit to the holy shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, on the day of Arba'een, also during the month of
Muharram. And we can say we owe that to Jabir somehow.
Yes, that's right. This tradition and this custom is owed to Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari. Thank you very much, Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the life of Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website on parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Ooh.